October 22nd, 2005. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, Episode 8. Salutations. I am the Jaystrom here in Mulberry. I'm back again, but this time Steven's back with me here in the studio. How you doing, Steven?
Great to be back here in Mulberry.
Back from sunny LA, where you lived the life of a Hollywood movie star, am I right?
Yes, yes.
Lots of crank and
whores, free whores.
All right, you know, living the Hollywood lifestyle.
Also, free whores.
Yeah, free whores. Man, where'd you
that's just sluts. Okay.
How did you manage the free stuff? And from his library think tank, we have Mulberry Bill.
Hello.
Are you all coked up, Bill?
Yes.
Also, we got Vanessa here in her news booth, ready to do the news. How are you doing, Vanessa?
Doing well. How about
we're
you?
We're not ready to do the news just yet, but we're going to get to that.
That's right.
How are you guys doing? Everybody have a good week? We had kind of a weird episode 7 where, you know, one person was here, the other person was over there, and then that guy was under the table. But
and I was sleeping.
Steven. Yeah, we had our first on... hopefully our listeners are like, you know, that's a good idea what Steve's doing. I'm going to take a nap too during the show. It's like, yeah, he's got quite an idea. If I need to fall asleep, just put on Nowhere in Mulberry. Just instantly pass out.
Just go biking for about 10 miles in the sun and... Come back
and try and the funniest thing is Steven was like, hey, remember, you're in a different time zone than me. And I was like, yeah, you're in an earlier time zone than me. I'm 2 hours later. But nice try, though, Steven.
Hey, anything to try and get away with something.
That was great. The best part about that is the, I was just watching TV for a second, just zoned out.
Yeah, I just zoned out for a second, that's all.
Yeah, when I zone out, it's like...
Okay. Hey, that's a specific zone out, man.
Now, guys, we got a voicemail from one of Steven's coworkers. Got to hear this. I think it's pretty funny. This is who's this, Brad?
Brad.
Brad. Okay, here's his voicemail.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a worker with Steven. My name's Brad. Just want to tell you guys a little bit about him out here in L.A. We went to Venice Beach the other day, and Steven kicked out of the crowd to be a performer on one of the side shows at Venice Beach. Well, as soon as he got picked out, he says, hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs, because he was wearing shorts and his legs were all white. And then the performer said, dude, what's up with that white hair? He says, it's me, I'm wild. So just thought I'd let you guys know that you can broadcast on air.
What? What is he talking about, blonde hair or what?
No, not blonde, it's because it's brightly colored hair.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the performer had brightly colored hair?
No, I do.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Oh, I think Foggy's got a new drop. Play that again, Foggy.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Whenever I need to call Steven in the other room, I'm just going to have Foggy play that. Now,
yeah, that's probably what him... picked me out of the crowd was this bright burgundy hair.
Was it like, hey, chicken legs, come here, KFC chicken legs?
He saw my hair first. He's like, what's up with the hair? And he pulls me through, and then he pulls my short leg up and looks at my legs. Oh,
what was it? What,
legs.
He was touching you? That in is wrong. It's like, no, you can't. No touching, sir. Now, Bill, we got a voicemail from one of our buddies from our online games we play, like Star Wars Galaxies or World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nerdy. I don't care what you guys say.
God damn.
Yeah, it is. I haven't got a chance to play in a while, but we've made some good friends from playing video games and stuff.
Yeah, we've met some really good guys.
On that note, let's listen to David's voicemail.
Hey, this is David from Vancouver, Washington. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm friends with these guys from some online games we play. I enjoy the show. I've been liking the stuff about movies and whatnot. Not so much the television. It's entertaining, but I don't have a television, let alone a TiVo. So it
doesn't
really,
have a television.
Or a TV.
Apply to me too much. But I noticed you guys only had Vanessa on the show part of the time during episode 7. I cast my vote that she should be on the whole time. And some more Foggy. I enjoy those drops.
Some more Foggy.
You know,
oh, yeah, great. Don't encourage him.
It's always a pleaser. Jen and I make sure to listen and download the show every week. So
all
keep
right.
Putting them up and try to do it faster.
Try to do it faster. What is he talking about?
Like, don't, well, please don't say faster.
The show's not happening any faster. No, man, that is awesome. Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Yay. I think Foggy likes that. What do you have to say about that?
We need some more Foggy.
Nice. He's he's already pulled himself a clip. Thanks.
That's what he needed, an ego boost.
We need some more Foggy.
Yeah, no, we don't. Right, David, why did you do that? What have you done here? Now, guys, I was looking online the other day, and I saw this ridiculous list. You know, there's top 10 shows on TV, top 10 hottest chicks on TV. You know that horrible show they have on E! Or whatever, Rank?
Yes.
Like, does anyone like, oh, I'm going to go vote on Rank. I'm going to tell them that John Stamos is the hottest guy on TV. And then I'm going to put a bullet in my freaking head. No,
I'm
but
sorry
anyway.
For voting for John Stamos. I didn't really mean to.
But I found this thing. Accident. It's called the Parents Television Council. They voted the top 10 best and worst shows for your family viewing on primetime. How awesome is that?
So necessary.
Now, yes. Do you guys want to hear best shows? Top 10. Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Oh, gosh.
Three Wishes with Amy Grant.
What? Oh,
American Idol.
I've never heard of that one, so there you go.
They like American Idol with the guy that... It sits there and insults people.
Yeah, this... wait, that's getting ahead of me.
Nothing like degrading your children.
Three Wishes is the best example of the positive potential of reality TV. Utterly engaging and heartfelt, this series demonstrates the transformative power of kindness. Each week, Amy Grant and crew descend on a different small town. They descend like the fog, or they help deserving
shit cloud.
They help going deserving the families realize their fondest hopes and dreams by granting them three wishes. What if you have, like, you get three wishes? I'm Amy Grant. I want to put an end to AIDS. Oh, we can't do that. We can buy you like a tricycle or something for your little kid. It's like, okay. The third show.
I would make the three wishes as hard as possible.
Yeah, I want $2 billion. I want sex with you while singing Baby Baby.
I want a monkey on a tricycle with it bouncing a stack of pancakes while playing a trumpet.
The third show is American Idol. Which I don't understand.
Oh, Lord.
It says...
Completely dreadful.
Hundreds of young men and women compete for the opportunity to become America's next singing sensation.
And yay! We degrade them and make fun of them.
A handful of young hopefuls make it to the final stage of the contest where their caustic producer, Simon, 80s pop star and choreographer Paula Abdul and Randy... Viewers at home decide who advances. Why did they just say Randy? It's like he doesn't do anything. They say the other credits, and Randy... While some viewers might find Cal's harsh and often blunt commentary unappealing, Christians love it. All right, on to the next show.
Wait a second. What about the fact that they make fun of people for the first 4 weeks of the show?
And they talk about their weight?
This is the positive. It says, this reality series doesn't focus on backstabbing or betrayal, and it doesn't follow the contestants' bedroom shenanigans. It actually says the word shenanigans. What it does focus on is surprisingly good performances turned in by talented young singers. Woohoo!
I love that restaurant, Shenanigans.
Yeah. The fourth show is Ghost Whisperer, which I don't get at all.
That's gotten such good reviews.
Everybody Hates Chris.
Shut
number
up.
Five, Reba.
Reba?
Does anyone watch freaking Reba?
No.
I think a couple of people, maybe.
Bernie Mac, Dancing with the Stars. And number nine is Seventh Heaven. What's weird is they don't have a tenth.
Seventh Heaven is still on television?
Yeah.
I think it reruns, isn't it?
They're on their top 10 list, number 10, it says not available. What the hell is that?
What?
Maybe it was like a porn station or something.
Maybe they couldn't quite get the 10.
Now, here is the top 10 worst. The first one is War at Home.
What is that?
Michael Rapaport.
Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got the teenage daughter and the young son.
That's right. I remember that now.
Here's what they describe it. Unconscionably smutty. The problem is not just with its crude and gross, but that its crudeness and grossness are so pathetically forced and contrived, its vulgarity has no integrity. All the characters are vile in spirit and objectionable in essence. All right.
You know what? I think you missed Everybody Hates Chris. I think that's on their top 10 list.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, you did?
I just kind of briefly mentioned it's number 5, based on the early teen years of stand-up comic Chris Rock. Chris's experience at age 13 living in poor New York neighborhood with his father, mother, and 2 siblings. The outstanding failure of this series is the depiction of a loving, close-knit family. Oh, feature, not failure. That's a good show. Number 2 on the worst shows is The Family Guy. Do you guys... You guys all like the Family Guy?
Yeah, I like to watch The Family
Here's
Guy.
Here's what they say about The Family Guy. The show bases its humor on scatological and sexual references, including masturbation, incest, and bestiality, and necrophilia. Spoofs on pop culture. What's wrong with spoofing on pop culture?
Did you make fun of pop culture?
How dare they spoof on pop culture?
Hey, I'm the pop culture zealot here.
And
it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's like, hey, that's what the hell are they doing spoofing on pop culture? Number 3 is The American Dad, which I still have not seen.
That show is horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
They say jokes about bestiality and pornography have cropped up. that's their example. Oh, somebody's talking about
that. Hell, it's written by the same show, the same guy as Family Guy. So no. Why would it be any different?
I thought it was Simpsons people, right?
It's got the OC. The OC is number 4. CSI, number 5. And they even have Desperate Housewives at number 6, which I think this is funny. It says, Desperate Housewives presupposes, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
That statutory rape, murder, drug abuse, suicide, murder again, and kinky adulterous sex are a source of hilarity. So that's bad for the family. But
what time is it on?
Desperate Housewives? ABC. On Sunday at 9.
8 or 9.
Well,
Eastern, 8 Central.
Yeah.
The Parents Television Council is so irrelevant.
It comes on at 8 here, I think. In Mulberry. But my favorite is The Cold Case Files is on here. Yay! Our favorite mushroom head.
Because of the mushroom-headed bitch.
Yeah, and this is funny. This is a perfect example of a very adult-themed series airing at an inappropriate time slot. She's a slot.
8 o'clock Cold on Sunday is inappropriate?
Cold Case is a drama.
It's on at 8 o'clock.
Cold Case is a drama about Philadelphia police detective with mushroom head. Nuff said. Wow, that's pretty.
It reminds kids of drugs.
Whatever happened to just changing the channel or not watching it?
The funniest thing they say is about Arrested Development. I love Arrested Development, and I have to truthfully say I haven't watched a single episode this season.
I've never seen the show.
No,
I watched it once or twice and haven't been able to sit through it. I think it's horrible.
It says that this show contains regular use of scripted bleeps. This enables the writers to use language including the F word and the S word.
Oh my gosh!
Network censors would never allow this. Arrested Development also employs some of the most outrageous double entendres ever to find their way into primetime.
Oh god!
In one example, Tobias, played by David Cross, says that he is an analyst and a therapist, making him the first anal rapist, which looks like anal rapist.
Yes.
And he prints up anal rapist on his card, and when he shows it, hey, here's my card, they see anal rapist and go, oh! But I can see these people, they got their clipboards. Oh dear, I'm jotting this down. This is no good. Mm.
Instead of finding humor...
What a bunch of tight ass
KFC chicken legs.
Yeah, exactly. KFC chicken legs. Now,
I have to kill that guy for that.
Hey,
stop playing that. I'm getting hungry.
Bill, last week we talked about the movie Domino. We played the trailer to Domino, and we talked about that. Have you since seen Domino?
Yeah, I have.
And
it got horrible reviews.
What did you think of it?
It was pretty freaking awful.
I mean,
best part was a topless lap dance with Keira Knightley. That was it.
That's its only redeeming feature.
That was the only redeeming feature of the film.
Nice. Now,
That's Wheels Off.
It was okay. It was very tongue-in-cheek, but it just wasn't that good. I didn't like it.
I still want to see
sir,
it.
I didn't like it.
I want to check it out. Did you like Tony Scott's last movie better?
No. No.
I love that movie. That's a great movie.
It's an awful movie.
Oh,
want to see a better
great.
One. Why don't you watch the original with Scott Glenn? That's much
I've
better.
I've seen the original. I think they're both great.
Oh, God.
Come on. Christopher Walken.
You know, I don't understand this obsession with Christopher Walken.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, shut up.
Don't make me. Don't
you know
make
what?
Me.
He was good in one or two things. The Deer Hunter, excellent. Won an Oscar for it. But now he's like this shell of a man. He's this comedic character in everything. He's awful. I don't understand this obsession with him from the music video he was in.
I'm not going to debate you, Jerry.
All this.
What about
I'm not
True Romance?
He was awful in True Romance.
Oh my God. He made that movie.
Terrible.
I love Christopher Walken for the things that I love him in, such as The Dead Zone.
Dead Zone.
Like I said,
he was
Deer
brilliant.
Hunter.
He was brilliant in his tiny part in Pulp Fiction, and I thought
he
was good in True Romance. In there, I haven't seen Domino yet, so I'll check it out.
I think after his role in Pulp Fiction, he became that.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Well,
he character in every movie.
He will do any movie for $100,000. Isn't that right? Isn't that what he used to do? He for any like struggling filmmakers or whatever, you know.
So everybody started just using him and abusing him.
He's way overused.
Right.
I agree that he's overused. I love watching him.
Tony
Scott
loves
him. He's just mesmerizing to watch.
Okay,
Tony Scott loves to watch himself. I think while he directs a film, he has a camera on himself so he can watch himself direct the movie.
We need some more Foggy.
How does he feel about Gary Oldman?
Like Gary Oldman. I think he's an excellent actor.
He's
different in every movie he's done.
He was a great
every movie.
Sure. Gordon. Then you redeemed yourself.
It's just that all I'm saying is that Christopher Walken is the same character in every movie since I would have to say Pulp Fiction. He's that same guy that just sits there and delivers that semi-humorous monologue, and it's just irritating. Overused. He's no longer an actor. He's a joke.
That's how I feel about Tom Cruise. He's just the same thing every
time. Tom Cruise has always been a joke.
Would you say that Christopher Walken has become a imitation of his former self?
Yeah,
no.
He's become a
Why
parody
can't you
of
agree
himself?
With that?
He's become he's become a parody of himself.
No, I can't. When's the last time he starred in a movie like himself? Or he just has been doing bit parts lately, right?
Yeah, he does this character
everything,
work.
Everything for Adam Sandler and David.
Oh,
Spade.
He was
anything?
In Joe Dirt.
He was in Joe Dirt, and he was the same
now,
sort of character.
You say that he's bad because he does the same thing, but wouldn't you say he's good at doing that part that he does?
He is good, but he's overused. It's getting old. It's just irritating anymore.
Is it kind of like Al Pacino in every movie? Hoo-ha! What the hell are you doing?
Where's the gunshot?
Foggy's
in Wedding Crashers?
Foggy's looking at himself in a mirror.
Yeah, he played the senator, the father of the daughters that they were with.
Right.
And again, he was the same character in that movie.
He wasn't in...
That was a little late. All right.
And overkill.
Ask and ye shall receive.
All right. What about in Catch Me If You Can?
It is an intriguing sensation.
Yeah, he was really good in that.
Catch Me If You Can, he was really good in that. He was actually acting.
Yeah, he was really upset that his wife left him and got remarried.
The broken down father. He was excellent in that.
Okay, guys. Hey, let's get into entertainment now. No. Now, Bill, Doom came out this weekend. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen Doom yet.
Doom starring Dwayne Johnson. It had, you know, it's gotten better reviews than Elizabethtown. I'll say that much about it.
That's not saying much.
I've got a couple of clips from it, and when you guys hear these, I want you to focus on the great acting, all right?
We're going back into the airline. We're now calling in backup. The Ark is sealed. Nothing gets back until everything on this planet is dead. We're going in hot.
You serious?
Is this a rehearsal or is this in the movie?
Come on,
we're going in hot.
Are they reading it off of the paper?
We are going in hot.
Sounds like a cold read, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to do this whole movie in one take. Kind of like they do nowhere in Mulberry.
You shoulder your weapon, soldier.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know. If The Rock tells me to shoulder my weapon, I'm shouldering it. Now, that was the talky scene. I think we need an action scene.
We're in pursuit. Moving fast. Out of the dig.
Man, that music's rocking.
Body hit to
throw. Very good. Moving fast. Yeah.
Back in the lab.
Clear!
I need more glass breaking.
I know, where's the glass? They're in metal hallways. There's no none of glass around.
Pinky, I'm like daydreaming during this.
Door, use an ST grenade.
It cannot get back to Earth.
An ST grenade.
Oh, he pops ST, yeah. In there. He's gonna
That's a shit trap.
It explodes shit all over the walls.
Sawyer, important. Stay here. Shut the airlock. Maintain a perimeter.
Where you going?
I'm going to the armory.
He's gonna get some feces bombs.
I need more guns.
I need some more shit trap.
Yeah. Now, I guess this movie's gotten kind of average. They're like, this movie is just kind of fast food. It's entertaining, but not any much more than
that. Substance.
Right.
What a colossal ripoff!
No, you get your money's worth. It's like you're just there to see something entertaining. The main reviews I've seen have said it's basically, you know, if you've seen Aliens...
It's like playing Doom if you suck. But,
yeah, why would I want to watch a movie of Doom? I'll just play Doom 3.
What if you suck and you can't get all the way through? This is a way for people who can't play it.
The cheat codes!
One of the funniest reviews I read of this said that you could come up with better dialogue just sitting in front of your TV playing the game. So that pretty much explains... How good. But you know what? I'll wait to see it on DVD because it's probably going to have awesome sound and.
I'll wait to see it on HBO.
Yeah, exactly.
HBO, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I have a special bonus trailer here that you guys don't know about, and I'm real excited about this movie.
Some history is based on truth, some on lies. The war between vampire and lycan has raged for centuries. I was a loyal soldier in that battle, but I was betrayed, and now my own kind have turned against me. Yet I alone hold the key to saving our future.
Why does this stuff always depend on one person?
Well, it's not one person, it's two.
Has
returned.
See, they tricked it up a little.
He's one. The first true vampire.
He was exiled over 300 years
there
ago.
There can be only one.
You think we're going to find him now?
That's
I was
one.
The one who exiled him.
Vowing to release an unimaginable evil.
And she's back in her all-leather outfit.
Of course.
One way to defeat him.
Find a girl,
bring her to me. Only one stands between their rise.
Oh, it's the deep voice guy.
Before he was captured.
The destruction of all mankind.
Listen to my deep voice.
Not like
I goggle with honey water.
A new race. Created in the image of their maker.
Yikes.
Me.
Nice.
You're no match for him.
And Bill, once again, we have the choir in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Werewolves!
Now the techno music.
Yeah. Okay, guys, bring the choir and the techno together! Yes! We have us a hit movie. See, that was the problem with Doom. They just had the rock music. You go techno these days, no rock. Whoa, everything's exploding.
You are the only hope left.
Underworld Evolution, a film by Len Wiseman.
Yes, Lenny Wiseman did this. I think he married Kate Beckinsale, didn't he?
Yes, he did marry her, and from what I understand, is this only his second film?
Yes, I believe so.
What was his first film?
It was
Underworld?
All I can say is kudos to you, my friend, for marrying Kate Beckinsale.
You know what? It's just shocking to me that a guy that was the assistant prop guy in two movies, Stargate and Independence Day, now directs bad vampire movies.
Now he owns Dean Devlin's ass.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Yeah. You know what? Underworld could have been better, but I think this will be better. I think it's obvious he has a higher budget. And no, I'm not going to sell it short. I'm going to wait and see what I think. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to see it in the theater, that's for sure.
What about you, Vanessa? No. What you?
I enjoyed the first one. I thought it was okay. It was a popcorn flick. It wasn't great.
I thought it showed promise. I was like, hey, I'm going to check out what this guy does next.
I like the extended edition on the DVD because it added a lot more of the history of the lichens and vampires and all that happy horse shit.
Why can't they just call them werewolves?
I know.
And
lichens.
Did you guys know that Nicolas Cage named his son Kal-El after Superman?
Yeah.
Can we talk about this on
what a Superman-y name.
Yeah, very Superman-y. And anyway, I'm bringing this up for a reason, Steven. Thanks for throwing me under the bus. You guys couldn't hear Steven anyway, right?
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Yeah. Come here so I can slap you. The reason I'm bringing this up is Nicolas Cage has a new movie called The Weatherman, directed by Gore Verbinski, the director of such films as Pirates of the Caribbean and The Ring. Have you guys heard anything about this?
From what I understand, TV. It was delayed a couple months just so they could get it out for the Oscar season.
Oh, really? It's going to be that good?
From what I understand.
Better than...
Roll Down.
No. Did Uwe Boll direct Roll Bounce?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Billy. No.
Here's the trailer to
Grabbing
Weatherman.
The straws.
This wind system will keep pushing colder air across the Midwest. Our sprint snipper of the week, just 24.
I don't like his face.
No, I like him. He's handsome.
My job's very easy. 2 hours a day, basically reading prompts.
Hey, Weatherman!
Every couple months, someone throws something at me. I receive a large reward for pretty much zero effort and contribution. The shakes and stuff are a reaction to that, I think.
Why would someone throw a shake at you? You just read the weather.
How's Shelley?
She's doing great.
It's fruitless for Shelley to be dancing. She should find another interest that would be more rewarding to her.
We've talked about that.
Well, you should do something, son.
My father's Robert King's Bristle. He was a great writer and a great dad.
You always worry about your kids. No matter how old, there's always looking after.
Noreen!
Ow! What are you doing?
I was just... You turned into it.
I encouraged Shelley to explore some other activities and interests. She picked archery.
Ow! Don't forget the tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce.
Anything else? No.
Where is the tartar sauce?
Thought you were trying to improve matters.
I am.
Give me time to get it together. I can get it together.
Well, that's great.
Do you know that the harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing?
Let's go, Team Sprint!
Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life. To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
There's a lesson here. Let's finish.
La 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 la
People don't throw things at me anymore. Maybe because I carry a bow around.
Hey, hello, weatherman.
It's not easy. But easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Okay, let it go. Awesome.
Now, I'm sure the movie's a hard sell. It's about a weatherman, but I hate the way they cut trailers, and they need to knock this crap off. There's too much music in the trailer, all right? It's just...
And that was long!
Does anyone know what the movie's about from that?
To me, it seems like he's a weatherman that gets picked on, so right. He changes his life by carrying a bow and arrow around town.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. No, I have no clue.
All I know is I'm tired after listening to that. I can't even imagine going to the theater to see that without falling asleep.
Steven?
Bring my PSP.
We're going to start judging movies by Steven's sleep factor. We're going to put Steven in theater, and if he's asleep within 30 minutes, the movie thumbs down. This movie sucks because Steven can't.
Snores up.
Yeah. Now, hey guys, what shows did you watch this week? What's on your TiVo, Vanessa? What did you watch this week?
Just on TV. I finally got to see Lost the first season. I had to rent it.
So all you got to do is catch up on Lost enough to share in the Lost segment with us.
Did you watch
The Apprentice this week?
Yeah, sure did.
Those have been canceled yet?
No, it's actually, it was pretty good
ratings.
This week.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they had to do a float for that movie Zathura. Basically, what happened was the men and women, which now a man had to go over to the women's side, unfortunately, because none of the women get along, and they had to build this float.
Shocker.
And the float was just awful.
So, what about Survivor? Is that any good?
I stopped watching it.
It's slowing down a bit. It's starting to get a little predictable, and it's just not what it used to be.
You know, I saw a clip of it on The Soup.
That's Wheels
on the E, and the guys on it this season are hilarious. They're really crossing the homoerotic border. You know, they're very they just get up in each other's face. Where it's really uncomfortable to watch.
You mean that point where they're peeing and talking, or?
Well, that was a few weeks ago. This week they were doing a challenge where they were pushing some ball.
Yes.
And then the two of the guys, one guy that won and one guy that lost, like they were like up in each other's face, bumping chests, and like you were like, what the hell is going on there?
Well, he said that. Ouch! He was saying, oh, he tends to gloat a lot. He has bad sportsmanship, and he just got tired of it. You know, he tries to brag whenever he wins.
So we got a lot of homoerotica this season on Survivor?
Nasty.
I guess. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
sure.
If not full-out butt sex eventually. Who knows?
Wow.
Very descriptive.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Bill? You need to write for the TV Guide, like, descriptions of each show.
Yeah.
How would you describe this week's Survivor?
I didn't watch it. I just saw the clip of it. I'm not...
Engage.
I'm so tired of Survivor and The Apprentice and everything else. How about if somebody comes up with something original?
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Survivor is original. I mean, I'm sorry, The Apprentice is original.
Please.
Okay.
It's Survivor in the boardroom. It's produced by the same guy.
All right, Bill, did you check out My Name is Earl this week? Did anybody else?
Nah,
which one was it this week?
This week, Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Showed
the double
up.
Dose of Scientology episode.
He got out of jail.
Right.
And Earl doesn't want to let him know that he's turned his life over, that he's no longer involved in crime. And hilarity ensues.
Yeah, I wasn't real impressed with this week.
Yeah, it had some chuckles. I'm going to say the first two episodes were hilarious, and these have chuckles throughout them. Like, there was some funny stuff.
Some mildly funny stuff.
I thought it was funny how
Giovanni Ribisi dresses like Earl.
Yeah, and when he shows up and the cops are waiting for him, and he gets away.
Yeah.
If they would have had a third guy, they would have caught him or something like that.
That was the best part of the entire show.
Right. But, I mean, I recommend watching the show. You're going to have the funny one week, and you have the chuckle another week. All right, another show that I watched was Veronica Mars. This week, I thought it was pretty good. Veronica is hired by this jealous lady who's going to marry some dude. And she wants to see if the guy's cheating on her, and it turns out that he's not or whatever. But the best part of the show is when Veronica pretends to have a flat tire and she's trying to bait him into hitting on her. So she's bending over, doing all this cutesy things, you know, and sneaks into his house. And overall, I'm going to say...
A little psycho, isn't it?
Hey, it's her job. But she's getting paid to do this.
Yeah. She's
well, the funny thing is, it turns out like she's like the guy has this weird photograph on top of his piano or something like that, and I think it's his ex-girlfriend or something. And it turns out that it's Lisa Marie Presley, and that he's house sitting for Nicolas Cage. Bill, you thought last week was kind of okay. Was this one a little bit better?
No, I would have to say this week was equally as boring.
You didn't like the whole thing with Keith Mars, her dad, and his girlfriend? And how...
No, I thought that was, I don't know, it just seems rather schizophrenic this season.
And it turns out that this guy who's stalking his girlfriend turns out to be the father of their children. I don't know. I really like the show. I don't understand why you don't like
it. I'm losing interest. I don't know.
I kind of know what you mean. Overall, last year, we knew there was a solid where it's going. Right now, we're not sure where it's going. It's kind of like these different crazy things are happening. Hopefully,
yeah,
it'll get better. And the trailer to next week, or I guess the preview for TVs, I think it's hilarious because there's this, a rock band I've never heard of that's guessing. You guys, just listen to this preview. I think it's funny.
And Wednesday, special musical guest The Faders join Veronica Mars.
You have a message from when the bus went over. Do you still have it? And I let it go to voicemail.
I am receiving another voice. She has a message for you.
Did you hear?
That evidence can't go public.
Veronica is having no sleep tonight.
All new Veronica Mars.
That's what it says on
Wednesday, 9, 8 central.
Who the hell are the Faders and why do I care?
It's some chick band.
It's like, hey, I know you don't usually watch, but check out the Faders this week.
That's when you know a show is on its way out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just, it's so lackluster this season, and they're bringing in this chick band that has a one hit that I wouldn't even call it a hit. I've heard it on a couple commercials.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's a awful song.
I will say that I disagree. I think the show's great.
But anytime
I think
okay,
it's
think of any show,
I
any
think
show
it deserves
that puts
more
a band
to...
on it.
No, every show does that though. Come on.
Yeah,
I remember when the A-Team had Culture Club on there.
Yeah, but that's
like gold. Ratings gold, baby.
It's definitely the jump the shark moment.
Oh yeah, I think so.
This week,
when there's
Van
a band
Halen
on a TV show,
Van Halen reunites on a special alias.
Yeah, I would be like, man, this show needs to be canceled.
Speaking of Warner washes up on Lost.
That was a good segue into Alias. I'm really liking Alias has jumped up some, and I'm more interested this season than I was last season. They got Balthazar Getty, they got Rachel Gibson. I can never remember Balthazar Getty's character's name, so I just say...
You mean Rachel Nichols.
Yeah, Rachel Gibson is her character. I just call her Rachel and I get it right every time. But they did the hanging in the car thing. And
yeah.
Rachel Gibson has to go back to her co-worker's place where everyone was blown to bits. I don't know about you guys, but if I had to return to work and everyone's body parts, I don't know if I'd be real upset because, you know, usually you don't get along with a lot of coworkers in an office like that, especially.
Yeah.
Starting to sound like Bill now.
Yeah, Bill's like, you kidding? I planted the bomb. No, but I think that there's not much to say. Not a lot's
and
going on except for that Arvin Sloan has now been pardoned once again. He's free to go because
he
made a deal with Prophet 5.
Yeah, whatever that is.
That would be the devil.
Basically, the writer set it up where, like, man, this sucks with Arvin. He's a good bad guy. Let's set him free, and now he can do whatever he wants.
Yes, now he's a bad guy again. I love how they faded the white at the end of the episode.
Yeah, it's like, he's free. Dun, dun, dun. Now,
and he's trouble.
Yeah. Now, Smallville...
Hold on.
Let's not
The best part of Alias, I have to point it out, I know other guys that watched it saw it. Rachel Nichols was in the trunk of the car on her back the entire time, and her boobs were ready to pop out of her shirt. And the whole time you're watching it, you can't concentrate.
I'm a historian of ass.
You're watching it like, whoa.
So she's laying down in the trunk, and I guess she's wearing a push-up bra or something.
Yeah, she was.
For some reason.
Yeah, because you need your breasts, you know, the cleavage to look good under, you know, undercover operations.
Right, because you never know what's going to happen. She could have actually used that bra as a grappling hook.
Yeah.
Kind of like Indiana Jones.
Pull the wire out of it.
Would you have enjoyed that?
I think so.
It's like,
of course
hey.
You would.
It's like no one's watching Lost anymore. They're watching Aliens. Did you hear about
it
that?
Would have been
bra
good.
Sling?
It would have been good if whenever they were getting ready to let the car off the magnet, if Sydney went, "Give me your bra," and they used
but
that.
But I'll be topless. Hey, I don't care. This is our lives are at stake.
And they used
the
that to latch onto the magnet.
Speaking of well endowed women, did you check out Smallville this week?
Yes, I did.
Oofa,
oofa, indeed.
Now, it starts out with, they're at the beach or the lake.
And Crater Lake.
I can see the writer. He's like, okay, what should I do in small? Okay, everyone's in bikinis.
We're flashing back to a season 3 Dawson's Creek episode.
Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, we really, this is Sweeps Week. And it's not even Sweeps Week, so maybe Sweeps Week it'll be like, Clark, I'm taking you to your first strip club. Hey, what's Lois doing up there stripping? The ratings go through the roof.
He's got a super boner.
She's wearing nothing but a newspaper.
But Lois is back on the show in this nice little red and blue bikini thing with this weird belt thing, but with her nice waist and buttocks. What am I talking about? Like,
my God!
She's definitely built.
And her nice little chicken legs.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs. KFC
yeah, that's
legs.
What Clark said, dude. Come here, you little chicken legs. And anyway, freaking Aquaman shows up in this episode. What the hell is going on in this show?
He's such a nobody.
Aquaman shows up.
He just happened to be in Crater Lake.
Yeah, and it turns out, I didn't realize this from Super Friends.
Make sure you call him AC, man.
But Aquaman has horse teeth, just like John Elway.
Yeah, and he's got that head. He's got this, like, egg-shaped head with these beady eyes. And Lois is fawning over him. He's so weird looking.
And basically what happens is at the beginning, hot Lois is, you know, I'm going to do a backflip, woo, off the diving board.
Is that her voice?
And apparently there's some driftwood in the water, and she bonks her head on it.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Because lakes have regular amounts of driftwood.
Yeah. And Clark
and
jumps.
If you hit a piece of driftwood with your head, you'll get knocked out.
Yeah, because it's so heavy.
And Clark is going to save her, but Aquaman gets there first. And here's what happens when it turns out that this dude swims faster than Clark and saves hot Lois in her bikini first.
Where did Bobby Baywatch come from?
I don't know. But he can sure swim fast.
Oh, yes, he can.
Are we talking Olympic gold medal fast or meteor freak fast?
This is something else. He can swim faster than I can.
Wow.
No way.
I think it's full.
Oh, this is witty banter between AC and Lois.
He can swim dolphin
later.
Fast.
Customers like it that way. More bang for their buck.
I got a buck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bet you do.
Get some fashion sense.
I got a buck, too. I'd bang you for it.
Hey, here you go.
Whoa.
What?
Is that it?
Huh?
Was that it?
So basically, there was nice, lots of nice witty banter between...
You know, this looks like Flipper threw up.
Flipper threw up. She dissed you, Aqua Boy.
So, how do you like the University of Miami?
You go to school in Miami?
Yeah. How do you know that? I'm a big fan of college swimming.
Really?
Clark, he's so good. I'm a big fan of college swimming.
I like guys swimming.
How'd you learn to swim so fast?
I like looking at guys in Speedos.
I don't know.
As long as they're shaved.
Yeah, as long as they have KFC chicken legs.
Must have been my mom with the skills, but...
Yeah, he's saying that his dad runs a lighthouse down south.
I'm not going to say this.
Isn't in comic books, isn't his dad like Triton or... Comic book fans, please don't kill me. I didn't want to read a lot of Aquaman. He's that guy standing in the background on Super Friends. I'm not paying attention to what Aquaman is doing. He's usually got his... He's got his...
We're in a whole lot of C episodes.
Yeah, he's got his hands on his hips standing there, you know, arms akimbo.
Come, dolphins, help me!
Yeah.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Yeah, I'll kill you.
Okay, enough with the chicken legs drop.
You'll always get that one right.
Yeah, you always get that one.
We need some more Foggy.
Yeah, no, we don't. Yeah. No more Foggy.
Thanks, David.
Skip to the end.
Exactly. What the hell? Last week's show was like all serious, and then all of a sudden, hey, Aquaman
got all
shows
cartoony.
Up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the problem Smallville has had since it's been on. You'll get these really great episodes that just totally encapsulate the Superman mythos, if you will. And then you
Beautiful.
Get these awful freak of the week, Lex Luthor evil, freaky
right.
dude.
And
has,
they need to bring,
had they
oh,
ever
sorry.
Mentioned this undersea project he'd been working on in any
no,
other
No, they've never mentioned Leviathan just, before, ever.
It's like,
all
hey,
of a sudden, all of a sudden, Lex Luthor is a weapons dealer.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? Make your mind up.
Yeah, now, one thing that was funny at the end is after, you know, Clark and Aqualad save the day. He goes, we ought to form the Junior Lifeguard Association.
Yeah, the JLA.
And
I'm
I thought
sure
that
if
was
I'm ready to join the JLA.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Like, hey, wink, wink, you guys. But anyway.
They're always doing those wink, wink moments, and you know what? They always fall flat.
Well, so if I snickered, what's wrong with me?
Bill's a pessimist.
Yeah. Bill hates TV. Why are we even
he
talking about
everything.
This stuff?
Hate television.
All right, as always on Lost, well, the best way to talk about Lost is to play a Lost clip so we don't have to go over the entire show.
Yeah, please.
I think they're trying to decide what to do with us.
I think they're going to eat us.
We're moving out.
Moving out where?
We have a long walk ahead of us.
A long walk where?
Back to where you came from.
Where the hell are all the fruit?
Yeah, we pick these trees pretty clean. Sometimes you can find them on the ground.
Well, why don't you head in then? That's where all the fruit is on our side.
We don't go that way.
Why?
Because that's where they come from.
Oh, my God, he's gone. Let's go. We're leaving now.
What do you mean we're leaving?
Your buddy ran off into the jungle.
Michael, he just left.
Michael.
We're leaving before he can tell them where we are.
Michael, he ain't coming back without his kid. You really think he's going to find him? In case you haven't noticed, it's every man for himself, Chewie. Mike's got to worry about Mike, and I got to worry about me.
What are you doing?
I'm going to help him find his friend.
Go back.
Michael, go back, man!
Walt! Aren't they going to hear me?
Shouting is not a good idea. You need to come back with us now.
I'm not leaving him out here!
I know they took your son, but you have no idea what these people are capable of.
They took him right out of my hand. I'm not going back without him.
And he goes with it. So essentially, it's all right, Bill. They're going to find Walt. They're going to find him. Now,
you know, I know I'm really coming off really pissy this episode on about
yeah.
TV, but
yeah.
I'm just getting really annoyed with the level of writing on most of these shows. It's like they're taking a break from writing anything good, especially this episode of Lost. It had a couple good moments. I loved the little Chewie reference. Anything Star Wars is good in my book, but it's just so boring.
Does it seem to you that every episode this season, the flashbacks to, you know, each character's life, it's kind of, even though it's something new, it's essentially the same thing we found out last season.
Know. Yeah.
Is there
this
a reason
episode,
they're doing
this?
This
episode, it was the Jin and Sun thing, and
yeah,
we heard, you know, we had, I think we had 3 or 4 of those episodes last season.
She accidentally lost her ring, and she's crying, she's worrying about losing her ring, so she thinks about the first time meeting Jin. Jin. Mm-hmm. I think I need some Jin right now. But anyway, do you think, is there a reason that it kind of resembles last season in the flashbacks, that they're going over the same thing for a reason, or is it laziness?
I really hope there's a reason, because at this point I'm thinking it's laziness.
Now, I predict this thing. If they're smart, all of a sudden the flashbacks will make no sense. They will do flashbacks, and it doesn't make any sense, and it'll flash ahead, and they'll think about it, and they don't remember things correctly.
I just want some movement in the storyline. That's all I want. We were joking earlier this week about the episode with them hiding in the bushes.
Right.
What was his name? The black guy?
Mr. Echo.
Him and Jin were hiding in the bushes, and we see the other's feet.
Yes, we do.
They're like bare feet. And
there's one carrying a teddy bear.
Yeah, and there's one carrying a teddy bear on a string.
Was that a Lost Boys reference from Peter Pan?
I have no idea. All I know is that...
Or was it a Kiefer Sutherland reference?
Yeah. They're very dangerous, bare feet people.
Now, I would have jumped up and went, boo! And the others would have went, oh! Usually we...
You can't scare the others.
Hey, usually we sneak up on people. That's pretty good. You want to join the others? They got their own club. Now, I'll say this. The one thing that pissed me off more than the show is this. In 3 weeks, someone will die.
Yeah,
someone will be lost forever. Basically, 3 weeks. So, you know what? You know what?
They're
lost.
They're postponing it till Thanksgiving.
We're not talking about Lost again until the show comes back on. So, the next, we're going to do, I guess, 3 shows with no Lost. And you know what? That gives Vanessa plenty of time to catch up on season 2.
That's right.
As always, let's talk about Lost theories.
Stupid Lost theories.
All right, guys, I got quite a dandy doozy for you. I don't know what that means, but here is my Lost theory of the week, and it's rather stupid. One person believes that not only is the show a game show, being all the islands are contestants in a show that they don't even know about. They're unwilling contestants, much like the Truman Show. People are actually watching them all over the island. So actually, they're part of one...
The cameramen and whatnot?
Right. Essentially, like, we're watching the show Lost. These people in this world are watching these people try to survive on an island, much like a game show. Each thing they find is clues laid out by the show's producers. So I guess whenever something boring happens on the show, that's not the writer's fault. That's just the people not finding enough stuff to do on the island.
Yeah, so why not kill a few people?
It's like Big Brother only on an island. And that's the theory of this week. you know what? There was another theory I lost, but it's actually too stupid to even comment on.
And... But you're going to comment on it anyway.
that one you commented on.
And basically, it was essentially saying that the island is like one big Epcot center. And
oh God,
the name Walt, the magical boy, is alluding to Walt Disney. And each number, like 4, 8, 15, 16, if you go back and look, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins, it all has something to do with the plot of the show. So basically the person had nothing. You know, it's like, what the hell does any of this mean? It means nothing. But hopefully in 3 weeks there will be such a smorgasbord avalanche of new theories that it'll be awesome. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Can't wait. Can't wait for the new Stupid Lost series.
Yeah. And that's the end of the Stupid Lost series. Let's play the Movie Drops game. The game where I play movie clips and you try to guess what the movie is. You guys ready to play the Movie Drops game?
Yay!
All right, guys. Last week, it was just me and Bill for the Movie Drops game. This week,
wow, big competition.
This week, I'm going to give each person a chance. Everyone's going to get one turn. Movie Drops number one is Steven. If he can't guess what the movie is, I'll go to one of you guys. Okay? And then, Vanessa, you'll get turn two. Bill gets three. And then you all get a chance at number four. All right?
Whatever.
Let's play.
Here you go. Bill, you're last.
Here you go, Steven. Clue number one.
What's that smell?
That smell, Bob, is our shit. Fokker flushed the toilet in the den, so the septic tank is overflowing.
Jack, I told you, it wasn't me. It was Jinx.
Fokker, I'm not going to tell you again. Jinx cannot flush the toilet. He's a cat, for Christ's sakes.
The animal doesn't even have thumbs, Fokker.
All right, that's clue number one. Here's clue number two.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
And here's clue number three.
Are you a pothead, Farker?
No. No. What? No, 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 no. Jack, no, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
All right, Steven, what's the movie?
Let me stretch this one. Meet the Parents.
You are correct, sir.
Now she'll give us like Koi on Disguise.
I was hoping you'd say Meet the Fockers and it could be wrong. All right, Vanessa, here is clue number one.
The name of this piece is called My Bitch Better Have My Money. She better have my money. Through rain, sleet, or snow.
It was a Shakespeare.
My hoe better have my money.
I'll tell you that was a genius. Tell it.
Not have. Not song. But all my cash.
No,
because if she don't, I'm going to put my foot dead in her ass.
All right, that's clue number one.
It's a Shakespeare.
Here's clue number two.
You know what I mean, brother? Well, actually, I don't. You know, I didn't grow up around blacks. Now, I grew up in the suburbs. My dad was a lawyer, my mom was a doctor, and all my friends were white. I mean, everybody used to tease me because I didn't speak jive, and, like, I couldn't dance to save my life.
All right, and here's clue number three.
Jack, they were just kids.
Look, a family full of midgets is not considered kids. That's a gang.
All right, Vanessa, what's the movie?
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
That's right. Good going.
Thanks for cheering. Thanks.
All right, Bill, you ready? This is the toughest one.
Great.
Here's clue number one.
Where would Tina Turner be right now if she'd rolled over and said, "Hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it"?
All right, that's clue number one. Here's clue number two.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs.
Yeah, big jugs, yeah.
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama!
All right, that's clue number two. Here's clue number three.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding!
All right, Bill, what's the movie?
I'm sad to say I've actually seen it. Liar, Liar. Yep.
Yes, sir. And you all have a chance at number four. All right.
Can we just say our guess at the first clue?
No. All right, here's clue number one.
I mean, did you ever look at a dollar bill, man? There's some spooky stuff going on a dollar bill, man. Yeah. I mean, and it's green, too.
All right, that's clue number one. Here's clue number two.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Oh, man, I love that. Okay, here's clue number three.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Confused.
Bill got it.
What?
Bill wins movie draw.
I heard Bill first, too.
I demand a recount.
All right.
You loser.
I didn't realize it was you guys shouted out.
It's time for the news. All right, Vanessa, what you got for us?
All right, in New York, Britney Spears threatened to take legal action Friday after pictures of her newborn son popped up on the internet, apparently stolen from a private photo shoot. At least two websites.
Well, look who it is. Hi, bitch.
No, somebody took a picture of her kid, and she's all pissed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it says at least two websites showed photos of Spears embracing her child as well as a family portrait.
That's sick.
Oh, no!
Were they in front of the trailer?
Yeah, exactly.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
With Kevin Federline in the background with his 5 o'clock shadow and baseball cap.
And wife beater shirt.
Yeah, and phone pressed to his ear.
Fuzzy Elvis poster.
So was the kid, like, she just got done giving birth? And
no,
someone, like, ran
pictures.
In was like...
No, she had family portrait taken by a professional.
Oh, she went to, like, Olin Mills or something?
Clambercraft.
Olin Mills.
Did it have that? Olin Mills.
They had that little signature down in the corner. And some reporters, like...
With that flat matte finish and the blue background.
It's look, you can wash this photo and it won't hurt
it. It's always good to have the flat matte finish because you don't get the glare. So,
I'm glad Olin Mills.
I really
they
hope
the same poses.
I really hope that Brittany got the flat matte finish.
I hope they stretched it on the fake canvas.
You know what the funniest thing about that is? Because Steven and I frame pictures is they do the, let's put your photo on a stretched canvas. It's like it's a painting. No, it's not a painting. It's a freaking photograph glued to a canvas.
But it still have the Olin Mills.
It still said Olin Mills, and they put this like shellac on top of it, dull finish to make it look like paint strokes.
I'm cheap.
She must be tight like a man's anus.
Yeah, the canvas. All right, Vanessa, what's the next story?
In Sydney, Australia, the Australian authorities have apologized to the family of an elderly man who was given a parking ticket while he lay dead in his car in a suburban shopping center. The 71-year-old man, known to be seriously ill, went missing 9 days ago, and his body was found in his car in a shopping mall park in a Melbourne suburb, police said. A parking ticket had been placed on the car the day before his body was found. It's just tragic. It must be just so sad for the family, and we extend our sincere sympathies to them, said the mayor. The circumstances surrounding the location of this poor fellow must make it all the harder for the family. It's simply a case of a parking officer not noticing. My God, shouldn't a cop...
Sir, you can't sleep here. Sir, wake up, please.
Smell or
something?
We're just
going to wait here
on.
For a little while until things quiet down, if you don't mind.
That's so funny. Nothing like dying in a parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, the guy...
Shape up, man. You're a slacker. Do you want to be a slacker for the rest of your life?
It's like the old guy
McFly.
The other day. Didn't you see that one? I guess it was on CNN where the old man ran over somebody and drove with the dead guy on top of his car for 3 miles.
Three miles?
I heard about that.
Nice. I remember there's something like that in Texas where the lady drove home and parked in the garage.
Yeah, that dumb nurse that hit the guy, he was still alive, stuck in her windshield, and she just drove home and let him die in her car.
This old guy hit him, and he got stopped at a toll booth.
The old man
had dementia and forgot that he hit the man once he hit him.
Wow. He had dementia?
Yeah, he had dementia.
Why? What the hell was he driving?
Don't ask me. Exactly. It was on the news. I was laughing on CNN. I was like, what?
There's someone on the top of your car.
You're going to hurry up. We're calling the police.
Call me sir, goddammit.
All right, Vanessa, what's the next story?
In Lexington, Kentucky, a former employee of a Corning Inc. glassmaking plant is charged with stealing trade secrets and selling them to a Taiwanese company.
How do you steal glass secrets?
Glass secrets.
Said, the FBI arrested Jonathan Sanders, 37.
Was it transparent aluminum like in Star Trek?
No. On Wednesday, charged him with selling information about the process Corning uses to make liquid crystal displays, or LCD, glass for flat panel TVs, computer cell phones, and personal assistants. We have invested hundreds of millions of dollars in this.
It's
so important to us.
Nice.
So basically, he pleaded
not
guilty.
Well, I hope he got a pretty penny for it.
Corporate espionage. Awesome.
So I didn't know. So if you work at a glass company, one section's like, you know, we've got the blown glass. We got
the picture frame.
No,
glass.
They don't do blown glass.
And over here we have the liquid crystal.
No, they gave him $30,000 is what they said. There was a wire transfer to him, but they weren't sure if he ever
$30,000?
Yep. Now
nice.
He's
what an idiot!
I know.
You're going to steal trade secrets from a company like Corning. You better be getting into the millions.
Nice. Now, Vanessa, I'm not going to throw you under the bus here for a second, but I actually have a news sound clip.
Oh, boy.
It's a interview from Access Hollywood to Katie Holmes, and just listen to this interview. It's very hard-hitting. I think we'll all be riveted.
So you guys going to start putting together baby room and stuff?
Yes. We're getting that together. I'm learning how to knit.
Does that mean baby booties? And when will the happy couple who got engaged in Paris in June tie the knot? And have you guys started putting wedding plans together?
We are. We don't have a date just yet, but there's so much excitement going on. It's just amazing.
It's your first wedding. I can imagine you're going to have, like, the biggest wedding ever.
It's exciting. We don't know yet, but we're thrilled.
What's Tom saying?
So much. He's thrilled.
Like, oh, my God, you guys. Are they at a rave or something? Like they're dancing.
What's the stupid music?
It's like
wonder if they're gonna put a
some sort of
they're dancing while interviewing.
So Katie, are you excited about being pregnant?
Y'all ready for this?
Are you going to put a frame in those portraits?
Mortal Kombat. Kano, Zero. Yeah, it's like what the hell is like? Are they at like? We're here at a rave doing X, and here's Katie Holmes. How's it going?
And she's pregnant on X.
It's like, what the hell is going on? This is Access Hollywood. This is hard-hitting stuff, you guys. It's like, do you have a, like, Katie Holmes is walking by, and she grabs her by the wrist real hard, and she screams, come here, we want to interview you. Hi.
Throws a big chain around. Get over here.
And you can't see, in the background, you see a, it looks like one of the Emperor's guards. He's got that weird helmet on, and he's got a stick, and I guess he's protecting Katie from the tough questions.
Well, he's protecting her from the body thetan.
Yeah.
It's the Scientology honor guard.
Yeah. All right, Vanessa, do you have another story?
Yes, I sure do.
All right.
In Los Angeles, Chris Claypool was addicted to his BlackBerry wireless handheld. Like many users, he never thought twice about pecking away at lightning speed, replying at a wave of emails from clients around the globe. Last year, the 37-year-old agricultural sales director from Post Falls, Idaho, noticed a throbbing sensation in his thumbs whenever he typed. This is becoming a huge problem with BlackBerry users.
What?
They're having a lot of pain. And he can't, like, they can't even press buttons on the remote control anymore.
Oh,
so
God, this is horrible.
Yeah, it's probably called carpal tunnel.
When are we going to get the government involved in this and millions of dollars invested into helping this crap out?
I could never even, I've tried to use, like, a BlackBerry, and I just don't see the appeal.
Are the buttons really tiny on it?
Yeah.
They're minuscule.
So this is basically some guy text messaging his buddy about the latest.
No, what they use, SG1. They use them for email. Like it's like on the go. It's like a tiny, tiny, tiny laptop sort of thing.
Email,
but it's only for email.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's really stupid.
Now here is how you get around that problem: voicemail.
Yeah.
Well, I remember at my other job when I worked with Xbox, actually, the tech guys had to carry a BlackBerry around because they constantly got called for something going wrong. And if they were even out at lunch, they would have to get emails, emergency emails, saying, okay, this is broken, I need you to fix it now, kind of thing.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I could understand why they would need it.
Oh, no!
It sounds good to me.
It's kind of like, remember when pagers first came around?
Now, what I'm interested is, okay, these are these clever kind of computer guys. They got their BlackBerries. Are going to start, like, painkiller habits, trying to get rid of their fingertip pain?
The BlackBerry
My cousin's
clubs,
a cokehead.
You think there's going to be a rash of new drug, Vicodin addictions and stuff like that?
There already
the
is a problem
BlackBerry
with it.
BlackBerry epidemic.
Yeah. With your BlackBerry, you get also a dime
free
of
bottle.
Coke. I got nothing. I don't know anything.
I like
about
that you hold up your phone as if it's a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Greetings, program.
All right, Vanessa. Next story.
Prosecutors in the Phil Spector murder case asked a judge to allow statements the music producer made to police shortly after an actress was shot to death at his home in 2003 to be used in the trial.
That dude's got great hair.
Are you calling me a liar?
Wonderful. It looks like a.
It's a white man afro.
Wait, hasn't?
Oh, it's huge.
Has this case already ended? What?
No.
It's still.
I thought he was already convicted.
Are you calling me a liar?
Wow.
The sentencing. I think
he's really bizarre looking.
He is. I've heard he's a nut. He is
a nut.
I don't even remember what the case is about. What happened?
I guess he just...
Yeah. He shot a B-movie actress.
He went to a nightclub. He hit on this chick, and they said, come back to his house. She wound up getting shot and killed.
Wow. Yeah, he was playing house. With his gun in front of her. Like, hey, look at my gun.
All right, Vanessa?
No, that's it. That's all of my stories.
Anyone for penis?
How much did you guys love that Katie Holmes interview?
Oh,
that
was terrific. Idiot.
It's hard.
No wonder she's
stuff.
Dating him.
No, I think
I just hope to clear myself of Thetan. Zeno is really dangerous.
That would be. No,
I've been practicing being quiet for hours so I can have my silent birth.
Would have been better if she said, "Katie, how are you getting prepared for birth?" She goes, "No, I want to talk about something serious for a minute." All right. Xenu is in a battery-powered prison right now, and he could get out at any time. We need to make sure that battery never goes dead. And that's why I am raising millions of dollars of funds to fly to planet X2 Xenon 4 in my DC-10 airliner, and I'm going
to
recharge that battery with my ever-ready bunny thing. I got nothing.
Trying to
my child
the
is
world
the chosen
so we can
one.
Recharge it with my static child. Electricity.
Much like
Xenu has a very dangerous intergalactic Uzi.
Yeah. If you were called about tax problems, don't go. That's just Xenu. He's going to put you in a movie theater and show you films on stuff. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? Are you knitting shit? Booties for your baby? I don't care about the Xenu horse shit.
Xenu.
Did you see
we
that
all
there's
love
a,
Xenu!
There was a spoof website about Dianetics.
It was a bitch.
That's
a huge bitch.
and the Scientology people had them sued to take it off.
Oh yeah, they're very
They're really.
They love suing people.
I can't remember what it was titled. Now,
I thought they toned that down though.
Access denied.
I thought they'd tone that down a little bit. They were doing it a lot, but are they still doing that? Where
they're still at it, 100%.
They have every right to do it.
Why?
To make fun of the...
I thought you were saying that Scientology...
Yeah, I was like,
are you out of your friggin' mind?
Vanessa, you're like... She's like, don't treat Scientologists like that, you guys. They're just people, too.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
What the hell?
No, quite the opposite.
Oh, we seem to have lost Vanessa.
Absolutely insane.
No, I think they have every right to make fun of whomever they choose. It's
right.
You know,
well, Scientology, they think that like they
who is your daddy?
They're not allowed to be made fun of. They are exempt from being made fun of.
Here's Joe Namath drunk.
Let's go to Susie.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football.
He's
not
a
thrower, he's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is, and if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
I love the canned reply.
Pennington draw play to Curtis Martin. We'll get six.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Struggling.
What we know is we can improve. Chad missed. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now and... I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Huge compliment.
Yeah, you know
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All right.
How embarrassing.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
Joe's just a happy guy.
Oh, boy, is he happy.
Oh, boy, is he happy.
He's going to blow a 2.0. Is he happy?
Man, that's gold.
I love that canned reply that he gets. Like, He's a thrower, not a popper.
Yeah. He's concentrating on things and other people aren't. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
And he's really ahead.
I remember after that happened, Joe Namath was really embarrassed, and he like went into rehab or Alcoholics Anonymous.
He should.
Oh, he was just drunk at a football game.
But
they should have never interviewed him.
Yeah,
that was just really classless on that lady's part.
Yeah,
she knew he was drunk. That was just wrong of her.
And you know, you can kind of hear her going while he's talking. You can kind of hear like it's because like he's squeezing her tighter, like with his arm around her. He's like, I want to grope you. I want to touch your breast. This is. Hey, Bill, what DVD is coming out this week?
Well, it's a really slow week for DVD. Not a whole lot of good stuff coming out. We have for, what is it, October 25th, 2005, next Tuesday, we have Alias, the complete fourth season.
Energy cell exhausted.
Yeah, last season of Alias wasn't that great, but I mean,
it really wasn't that
end,
great.
All right, Bill, what other DVDs are coming out?
Okay, one other one that I've actually been looking forward to. I wasn't able to see it in a theater. It was a very limited release. Is Dominion, the prequel to The Exorcist? It's Paul Schrader's version. Now, don't go prejudging it.
Foggy must have seen it in the theater or something.
Now, you have to remember, the original prequel to The Exorcist was made by Paul Schrader, and it was taken away from him by Warner Brothers and given to Rennie Harlan.
Oh, what the hell were they thinking?
I know why.
Are there going to be mechanical sharks in it? With does LL Cool J show up with his cross? Hey, I'm a holy man!
Possessed mechanical sharks. But anyways, this is the original version made by Paul Schrader. It's supposed to be pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds interesting.
I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I might rent it.
I have to tell, I mean, I'm not really into the demon possession genre of films, but I'll check it out.
Zombie, Z-O-M-B-I, the Dario Argento cut of George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, he cut Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah. When it was released in Italy, Dario Argento wasn't happy with the way George A. Romero made Dawn of the Dead. It was more, you know, because George A. Romero's version was very much a satire of the American way of life. So he took that cut and removed the most of the humor and just made it just like a very tight, action horror flick, and he also took out all all the Muzak, all the goofy Muzak.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, he took that out and put and had this band Goblin, make a new rock score for it. They're the same guys that did the score for Suspiria and Deep Red. So, yeah, that's coming out, and it's got a commentary with all the actors that were in Dawn of the Dead.
Now, Bill, let me ask you this question. I do not own Dawn of the Dead on DVD.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different copies out. If I were to, like, buy Dawn of the Dead, like, I want to buy one copy, which one would you recommend I should get?
Anchor Bay last year released a version called the Ultimate Edition. It has the original theatrical version.
Right.
With the commentary with George Romero and Tom Savini. And then it has the extended version, and then it has the European version, and then it has a documentary. So it has the three different versions of the film.
That's a great thing.
So are they competing with Army of Darkness for a number of versions out?
Yeah, it's just, but I would say the Ultimate Edition is the one you want, because if you have that, you don't need to get that zombie copy, the Dario Argento cut, because it's already in the package. It's the European version.
Yes!
So, yeah, I would get the Dawn of the Dead Ultimate Edition. If you already have it, you're not going to need the Dario Argento cuts that's coming out next week.
Sweet.
Nice modern problems, Kent.
Yeah. That got dug out from a closet somewhere.
Okay, here's a DVD for the fans of the overindulgent director.
Ooh.
Gus Van Sant's Last Days.
Ooh, what the hell is that about?
That's the movie inspired by The Last Days of Kurt Cobain.
Oh, Foggy. Boo.
And we will leave it at that. In fact, that would be nice if Gus Van Sant was on the other end of that shotgun.
Especially after that movie Elephant. I finally saw Elephant. It's like the ending is just like, hey, everybody, I just pissed in your mouth. No, it's like, what?
Well, he did Good Will Hunting, though.
No, it's like, have you seen Elephant? You know, the guys are shooting up at school. But the way the movie ends, it's just kind of like, I'm just going to end it here.
Yeah, I like the kid going into the refrigerator in the cafeteria or whatever and finding the boy and the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, okay, well, I'll kill you two.
And he's saying, eeny, meeny, miny, and movie's over.
Yeah. And also the
reason
blatant... homoerotic overtone.
There it is again. There it is.
It's like
two kids in the shower, and then they're playing Doom. And...
How would you like if you wrote a script? You wrote a script, and the studio's like, "We're picking Gus Van Sant for your script." It's like, but there's no homoerotica. Oh, don't worry. He'll put that in there. Himself.
He'll add it. Yeah, Mr. My Own Private Idaho.
There's gonna be a scene where
you take my name off the script? Then, yeah.
We're gonna have a scene where Reginald Bell Johnson cups John McClane's balls in Die Hard. It's like, what? That really has no place here in my movie.
Here's a DVD for you.
Oh, okay.
A top seller.
What is it? I gotta know.
This thing is the best of the best. Left Behind.
You look like assholes right now, man.
War, starring none other than Kirk Cameron and Lou Gossett Jr.
Oh, that's a cavalcade of stars if I ever heard it.
Kirk, he's the only one going to heaven.
The Cameron? Number... The third film in the series of Left Behind.
Anus.
What does that drop even mean?
I believe he'll be going to heaven with Willie Amos, the Bible man.
Oh, yeah. Bible man! I saw that.
So yeah, Bible man? What the hell are you guys talking
about? You haven't heard
about
him?
You've never seen that?
Oh, my gosh.
That was before Willie became a drug-riddled drunkard.
Should that be a...
drunkard?
Should I definitely pick that up and check it out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's worth a laugh.
Pick up the Omega Code 1 and 2.
It's like, sir, what are you doing just buying those? With that Willie Ames movie, you get these two free Kirk Cameron movies. It's like, no, I don't want them. No, please, sir, you got to take them. No, not doing it.
Yeah, look
at Bible
Man.
My sister's a big fan of the Left Behind
Look at his
books.
Costume.
But his whole face sucks. That's right.
Oh, great man.
Last DVD. Titanic Special Collector's Edition. About
hey, where
three
the white
years
women at?
Too late. I guess Paramount finally decided that they should release the special edition of Titanic.
Man, you're not kidding. This is a long time after the...
Whenever people have finally discovered that the movie is a big cloud of shit. So
is it being released with a Titanic comic book?
Is it coming with ST grenades?
Because I would buy it.
So yeah, there's a crap load of extras on it. Dolby Digital EX, DTS ES. It's a filled special edition.
DTSS.
Fun-filled.
Yeah, but nobody cares. It's been so many years since the movie came out, and people have finally discovered that it's not as good as everyone thought it was. And
he's dead, Jim.
I like the guy hitting the rotor, whatever that's called, the propeller, though.
The rotor guy.
I was clapping.
That guy deserves an Oscar.
Yeah, it says in the credits, guy hit by rotor, Tim Johnson.
Actually, that was probably computer person. So yeah. That would be the first computer generated person to win an Oscar.
It's that Sony robot Osmo.
Osmo.
I got nothing, man. I have so got a bag of nothing right now. All right, guys, that's episode 8. Well, how you guys feel about episode 8 so far?
It was good. It was
Do you guys realize that
good time?
This is the Ocho, man. The Ocho. We got the Ocho going on here. And
un fuego, Ocho.
I just got to hear this one more time.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs. Chicken legs.
Gold, Jerry.
We got to put a picture of my legs up.
All right, guys, I don't want you to be afraid to be
right next to Spill Spector's
hair. Do you guys
hair.
Realize if you call into our show voicemail, we could turn your voice into a drop that I overplay. I mean, Foggy overplays. Not me. I don't play the drops. I don't play them.
Cat's out of the bag.
Say something about KFC and chicken legs, and I'm Foggy's gonna play your crap all night.
Crap. That'll get it. Yeah.
Paul, we're begging here.
It's at 206-202-3491. Let me repeat that.
Jesus Christ, what was that?
That Sorry. Was Steven. He's allergic to himself. I don't even know what that means. Call 206-202-3491, and you know what? We're going to put you on the show because we're running out of content. Our shows are only 3 hours long.
The Ocho is
the Ocho needs you.
Yeah, the Ocho.
Also, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and put in text form how much you love us and Steven.
Or hate.
You know, I have to say this, that I didn't hear the Predator much this episode. Steven, what's going on?
I don't know.
I think he took some Claritin or something. Cheater.
Claritin?
I guess the allergy season is wearing off for me.
All right, guys. Also, go to nowhereinmulberry.com. That's where you can download the show or stream it. And I highly recommend, like I did last week, the podcast Pickle. That's my favorite. That's where I listen to all podcasts. And, man, I'm like running out of energy here.